We know it's Monday by the cheerful voice of Annie Dugan on the radio. Good morning there, sunshine.
Good morning, Lisa. It is, the first thing I'm going to open with fits the day because Prove Gallery has called for art. The title of the show is going to be Chromoscope, and it's all about color. And I feel like we finally are having color coming back into our lives in the natural world. So it's a perfect time to think about getting color in the galleries and seeing color on the walls. And so Prove is looking for artwork submissions from anyone. It can be in any media. It can be installation. It can be paintings, drawings. They are going to do a salon-style hanging in their white box space. Deadline is June 1st. And they're really looking for artists who are working maybe mostly in one particular pigment, but, you know, or exploring color theory in an interesting way. They're looking at the communication properties of color, sort of what color does in our brain, what color does in our lives. It's going to be a wonderful exploration of color. So get your applications in to Pro Gallery. Post haste. Another thing I wanted to talk about is that, and it's out in my neck of woods, which I think is great, is that Magnolia Cafe and an Oldenburg House are doing, they've been doing it for a while on Thursday evenings, every Thursday at 6 p.m. They bring in an artist, an intellectual, it's called Magnolia Salon at the Oldenburg House. And they've had just some phenomenal artists, Tom Rauschenfels, Zachris Hatchia, who's also a climber as well as a potter. And then coming up in the month of May and June, they've got Mary Stuart Adams this Thursday. She's a storyteller. Liz Jackala, who's a singer and works with community through voice. Julie Dieters, who's an art teacher. This is a way to talk about what these individuals are doing in their community and also enjoy a great space and great refreshments as well. So those are Thursdays at 6 p.m. It's the Magnolia Salon. Friday is a double whammy. We have 5 p.m. at Earth Rider in Superior. There's an artist talk by Nick, and I'm going to brutalize his last name, Robleski, W-R-O-B-L-E-W-S-K-I, Nick. Nick W. is going to be speaking about, he's a woodcut artist, and he carved all the images for the boxes and cans. I think this is a wonderful way of looking at artists who work in design as well as their art and integrate with the businesses of our community, because that story is a really powerful one, and a lot of businesses are seeing the power of art, and a lot of artists are working with businesses in really great ways. Nick certainly has done that with his design work for Earth Rider through woodcut. And then that evening, you can go to that, and then that's at Earth Rider in Superior. And then 5 to 9 at the Great Lakes Academy of Fine Art is the Student Instructor Exhibition of 2018. So this is sort of like their graduating exhibition or their exhibition for the year. Jeffrey and Brock Larson are the two instructors, and they'll have work on view as well. Great Lakes Academy of Fine Art is doing some amazing work in the traditional vein of academy artwork. So they are working in the traditional materials of oils and sculpture and doing realist work, and it's absolutely stunning. So there will be live demos on view during that opening as well. Saturday from 1 to 5, the Tweed is participating in Community Day, and this is a day that Mayor Larson has really wanted to focus on all of these attractions that are tourist attractions, and realizing we as a community really need to celebrate and visit them and enjoy them. So the Tweed is always free, but this Saturday from 1 to 5, they are doing some extra programming around their exhibition space. So bring your family, enjoy some treats, and enjoy looking at some art on Saturday. And then Sunday, I want to let folks know that 9:30 at Peace Church, there's going to be a recap of a group of people who went to the Montgomery Lynching Memorial. This this past month. It's going to be, for those that weren't able to go down and see it, I think it's a wonderful way of looking at this space. It's a really important memorial for our country, as well as connected back to our community with the Clayton Jackson McGee Memorial and thinking about how we use artwork and architecture to think about collective memory and think about how we inscribe this history and tell this history and who's telling these stories. So that's Sunday at 9:30 at Peace Church, and that is our week of art, Lisa. It's a great one as always.
Boy, it is indeed, my dear. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll talk again on Monday.
Thanks.
Annie Dugan, our guest this morning for Where's Art, right here on 103.3 KUMD.